The stories and techniques I relate here are my way to say, it can be done, and I can show you a few ways to get started, and then all you have to do is to keep going. In these pages, you can explore the transformative power joy has on well-being, whether that's in private spaces at home or in shared spaces at work. The pursuit of a joyful, meaningful, and satisfied life must acknowledge challenges and seek out those moments to express joy, laughter, and playfulness. Not only that, embracing fun is not a frivolous endeavor, but a deliberate choice to cultivate resilience, nurture relationships, and find fulfillment amidst life's serious undertones. In the case of my own VP horror story, we were able to navigate the uncertainty and anxiety by discovering that we could poke fun to some degree at our situation. We found humor by nicknaming our nemesis, Cruella de Vil, like the Disney villain in 101 Dalmatians, which lightened up the situation. Humor and play became not just a coping mechanism, but a form of quiet rebellion against the tyranny of our environment. By finding joy in each other's company, we pushed through some of the most challenging moments together. Like my family had taught me, my colleagues and I reinvented our reality to adapt in the unsettling environment. Just like Patagonia, our workplaces can provide us purpose, even during those difficult moments. Fortunately for us, bad bosses don't last long, and after 10 arduous months, Cruella was sent packing. You may be struggling with your own Cruella boss or organization, or you may be in a position of leadership where you are challenged to create a Cruella-free environment. Either way, it is my hope that this book will become your nightstand or office credenza resource that you reach for when you need to reference a bit of objectivity. I also hope that objectivity generates purpose and that it keeps your personal or organizational wheels moving forward.